content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in... That's your problem.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, 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 everyone. And thank you so much for supporting Spiritually Raw's mission to wake up as many people worldwide and help them on their path to spiritual freedom and global peace. If you do like this video, which I'm sure you will, please help us spread the message and give it a thumbs up, share, comment, and subscribe. We appreciate your continued support. Where we go one, we go all. And if you want to be a featured guest on Spiritually Raw or Spiritually Raw Uncensored, all you have to do is go to spirituallyraw.com, put in your information, so we can check it out. And don't forget, while you're there, to really enjoy that free copy that you're going to get automatically of your Secrets to Interview Riches. We got a lot going on today, everybody. A great show for you lined up, so we're going to dive right in. And so, April, you want to share our featured guest with everybody?
We sure do. So let me kind of just tell you a little bit before we get to the actual guest. We are going to be covering a tremendous amount of territory today. So the show is going to actually be broken up into a two-part series. We're going to be covering the cabal, the wealthy, their bloodlines, human harvesting, Antarctica, the Great Awakening, alien races, and adrenochrome. Now, our guest today, you are going to love him. If you listen to McAllister TV with Linda Paris, you will sure know our featured guests. Consense Gene Decode. If not, no worries. You're about to find out. Gene Decode is former military and decoder. Gene is an encyclopedia of knowledge, and he has a ton of information about satanic cults and the cabal. He knows exactly who they are, what they believe, their rituals, and how they have manipulated mankind. I am telling you, I have never met or spoken to someone so knowledgeable as Gene. He's incredible. Now, Gene went into the United States Navy submarine force during the end of the Vietnam War, and he was assigned to a special forces submarine that took the Navy SEALs to their assassination ops. Gene has trained in martial arts for 44 years, and he's been instructing in hand-to-hand combat for 33 years. So not only is he probably one of the most intellectual and smart people I've ever met, he can also kick your ass. So watch out for him. Let me tell you, Gene has also had an experience where he died for 30 minutes and God allowed him at Gene's request to return to be a service during this time of the Great Awakening. Now, this is a quote directly from Gene. Gene says, a quote, trusted source is the old way. And more times than not, the trusted source is the last person you should be trusting. We should be trusting only in God of all creation and his son, Jesus Christ. Let's welcome Gene Decode to the show.
Hello, Gene. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Yeah, right on. Well, thank you for being here. And again, thank you for your service there. I appreciate that. And I'm sure all of us do here. So I want to get right into this. So you say if all humans become good-willed and happy for one day, that these demonic forms would all have to leave Earth. Can you tell me how that works? How does that happen?
Actually, they wouldn't have to leave the Earth. They would cease to exist.
How so?
Because the demonic, all of the demonics feed off of our loosh, is what they call it. Loosh is the negative emotions, things like greed and anger and frustration and jealousy and envy and hate, all of that. And so when you're going through those emotions, and they have a myriad of ways to elicit those from us, then you're feeding them. You're literally become a 24-hour smorgasbord. Come one, come all. You can eat 24 hours a day.
Got it.
So, okay. So it's like a big buffet.
So there's
a big buffet, and you can, you know, watch your third eye, you know, thine eye be single, Matthew 6:22. You will fill with the light of God. Your eyes will be open, and you'll fill with the truth, and then be able to see them. You can actually see them feeding on people. like I said, a smorgasbord. They're all over. Flies to a, or ants to a picnic.
Do they? Well, what are they like? Who are they exactly? I mean, do they look like us? I mean, are they some different form? Are they masquerading as anything?
There's many different types. There's the actual demonics. Then there are higher dimensional alien types as well that feed, negative types that feed on our Lucia as well. A lot of different groups of them too. And so there's a variety of types that feed on them and use different techniques that feed on us through the, they don't live on positive emotions. So, for example, if they're feeding and you're angry and upset, and I've actually watched, it looks like a puppet show where a sock puppet show where they, some of the alien types will embed their hands in your, like your root chakra. Of course, people are going to freak out with that, but just an energy computer for your body. Your root is where basic survival, and they'll embed it, for example, in the heart chakra and get one person upset another, and they'll feed in anger, and then we'll multiply it massively by our anger that we get towards the other person, that the other person being fed fear or frustration or something as well. And so they're both of the two would be getting fed off of. It literally looks like a marionette or a puppet show with ventriloquists. I can actually even hear them say what the person then repeats verbatim.
So, okay. I want to kind of just make sure I'm getting this. So the aliens are the demonic forces, are they humans or are they aliens or are they aliens dressed up as humans? Or is it like a combo?
Yeah, all of the above. The trick they do, the dark side, is to make us think that it's one thing or another when almost without exception, there are a few, but not many, it's all of the above. It's like a test. The best answer is usually all of the above.
All of the above, yeah. That's so, the one that everybody passes on.
There's aliens that are good, and there's aliens that are bad. And there's demonics as well. And, of course, no demonics are good. But there's also aliens that can shapeshift. There's aliens that can hologram. There's aliens that can make you see, based on telepathy and those kind of things, what they want you to see them or to not see them at all. And then there's ones that are interdimensional, and there's ones that can, that are higher level interdimensionals that can come in and take, like, if they've hollowed the body out so it doesn't have a soul anymore, they can do what's called a walk-in, and they'll walk in and take the person over.
Okay, I want to go with that for a second, if we can go down that rabbit hole just for a minute. When the walk-in comes in and takes that body over, number one, does that body know that it's been taken over and in the struggle with it? And number two, do generally the people in the body, that their family, if you would, that was taken over, do they generally notice it or are they disguised pretty well?
Well, it depends on how the hollowing out of the soul happened. Was it one huge, like you sold your soul to become rich and famous, then that's an agreement. In that case, once that occurs, they're in agreement to it, so it's not a struggle. If it was step by step, by every time you get angry or like road rage, I literally can see pieces of soul. They call it soul gathering. They gather pieces. As you get angry with the other driver, I see chunks of soul energy going from one driver to the next and then going literally like multi-level marketing. They leave the person with a little bit of that anger,
right,
to give them a kind of a high, like adrenochrome does. Uh-huh. And then the demon or the fallen angelic or the shape-shifted alien gets a small piece, and then they market it upline to their upline. So as it goes upline to the more and more powerful, they get more and more percentage.
So is the saying then, you sold your soul to the devil, is that literal? Like for example, just using it as an example, somebody that's really famous or really wealthy, like Madonna or Elton John or Celine Dion, did they attain that level of fame, or Oprah for that matter, literally because they sold their soul to the devil?
Yes, that can actually be done. That's why I think it was Lady Gaga. She was maybe it's Katy Perry. Could be either one they did. So it was on some talk show, and they're talking, and she said, so help me, Lucifer. didn't say, so help me God. She said, so help me Lucifer when these people do this to me or something like that. But,
right.
You know, and that's how they are, because they did so. That is their God.
Gene, let me ask you this. So what do they actually want from us? I mean, what do they want from humanity, these energies, these demonic forces? What do they get out of us?
Food, slave labor, and toys sexually.
Okay, food, slave labor, and toys sexually. Okay, so let's go down that real quick. So food, I could get that. So they're feeding on the energy, which I would imagine makes them stronger, yeah? And then there's the slave labor. So the slave labor, like, what are we doing there? So can you give us an example of the types of slave labor that these demonic forces are having, you know, the humanity do?
Right. So the food, but, you know, the higher levels, let me finish the food up.
Yep.
The higher levels, like the, say, example, a fifth density or a high fourth density would feed on loose. The lower levels, the third density, and the lower fourth density actually feed physically. So we're a crop, we're cattle, sheep. They take us out to pasture, they bring us in, we're a slave planet, and they literally harvest us and eat us physically, just like we, you know, humans do cattle or pigs or anything else. That's why they call us sheep or, you know, useless eaters. We're just food for them.
Now, hold that thought for a second. I want to make sure I got you loud and clear on that one. Okay, so these alien or demonic races are also using us for cannibalistic purposes, correct?
Correct.
And does that also include then humans that are also demonic or taken over by demonic forces? They are also using humans for cannibalistic purposes?
Right, so exactly. So when a person sells their soul or chunks up their soul in pieces enough that they're pretty much hollowed out, they either get a walk-in or they get possessed by a demonic, either through, you know, agreement or by getting pieced out and you're so angry and step by step, a little gray step, a little innocent lie at first. You know, there's no such thing. It's just a matter of slightly gray to pitch black, and eventually you're gone. And once you're mostly gone, they can take you over. And then once you're taken over, then that person is going to want to do what they want to do, which is eat humans.
So,
or live off adrenochrome or any of those other things.
And I want to hit the adrenochrome in a second, but I want to try to digest this myself before we get to that. So they want to eat humans. Okay, got it. But why? I mean, like, without sounding like stupid, is the human meat taste different? Is there, like, why not just eat a cow? Why eat a human?
Yeah, from what I've been told, and I believe actually Meryl Streep said this, is that human meat is the sweetest.
So it actually has a flavorful taste.
Yeah, they said it's sweeter, just sexually as well, that it's known throughout the local area of galaxies that sexually humans are the best.
Oh God. Okay. So, so it has that. So when someone were to eat
like
the human
Angus
meat,
burger.
Right? Like an Angus burger or the human meat, if you would, then they're going to, gives them like a sexual high of some sort.
Yeah. Like the football said, Omaha, Omaha
right.
Steaks. Are the
this is like, we're like an
Omaha.
We're like an Omaha steak. That's good to know about us, isn't it? Yikes, man. So okay, so
at least we're not like a pig.
All right, so when they go through this, and I'm just again going down that concept of the walk-in. So now they've freely given up. They've said, okay, well, they sold their soul. They know that, so they've easily kind of stepped aside. A walk-in comes in. What generally now does that walk-in do at that point in time? Once they've taken over that shell, let's call it, of the human, what do they do at that point in time while they're here on this earth?
They are essentially living the life of the person. And again, it depends on, you know, what the agreement and how the person was. If they were Mark Ultras from the beginning, where they developed 14 personalities or whatever, you could have up to 14 demonics in there, because when they develop an Ultra, Mark Ultra that has many Ultras, each Ultra will have a demonic or a being that's in charge of that Ultra, so that when that personality comes up, they run that personality and make sure it does what it's programmed to do.
So when someone has split personalities or major psychological disorder, Is it a case of that they have been taken over by some other entity?
Not always. Even children that are growing up, say, in a dysfunctional household where, say, a father or a parent or mother, whatever, is an alcoholic and they're brutal and abusive, quite often the child will start to have a, you know, literally a soul fracture, if you will, where they start to develop more than one personality. The dark side, which is supposed to be in service to the light, that when you do something wrong, you get unpleasurable occurrences of feelings and things that happen in your life. But instead, the dark side becomes in service to itself. So in that situation, then the person, that dark side literally starts to become an alter person inside. And so then in that case, the person can literally, the child or the person as they get towards adulthood, when they black out, like the Boston Strangler. When he was the Boston Strangler, he would later go home after doing that to a woman and be with his wife and his family and not remember a thing. So you have memory blackouts where you go into anger or whatever arousal or whatever the emotion that triggers that alter, then once that alter is submerged again, the regular personality, the original person, won't remember a thing.
Gene, can you explain for the first timers here listening about all this whole thing is what MK Ultra is? Can you explain that for us?
Yeah, Project Mark Ultra. And Mark, most people call it MK. Mark, that's an abbreviation. MK is an abbreviation. It's a military term. Mark stands for modification or module, like, you know, module one, module two, Mark Ultra, the different terms in the Army that have Mark Ultra, Mark Rand, you know, Mark Rand's the underground base program. Mark Oft was the pre-runner to Mark Ultra. And that was the Nazi program. And then the Nazis took it from the bloodlines, which have been doing it forever. And so what they do is they, through what is, they do what's called entrainment. And that's through, they do that through fear-based and trauma-based mind control, where they subject the person to horrendous trauma and pain. And that then causes them to start to develop another personality. It's called fracturing, where they fracture the person so that they force them to do bad things and able to survive. And so then that personality will fracture so that the person can try to be good with themselves. The person that's doing the bad stuff is not them. It's another person that's inside them.
So,
and that's what develops the alter.
I could see why if you're in the military, you'd want to do this to someone for assassination purposes, but why to the mass public? Like, what are they trying to accomplish by, you know, mind controlling everyone to that degree, or as many people as they can to that degree?
Power, control, wealth. They want absolute power because they're in absolute fear. They want to ensure their survival forever. Big bloodlines are terrified. It's any predator is terrified that their food source will be gone. And so the more power and control you have over the population, the more unlikely is the population will wake up to the fact that you're consuming them.
So
and control, you're a crop.
The bloodlines that you're referring to, can we kind of just step back for a second? Okay, so are you referring to, like, number one, are the cabal and the elite, the super wealthy, are they all one of the same entity?
Well, we're all eventually one of the same entity, God, right? Everything's part of God, but it's source. Everything's created by source. But they are descended from essentially some, you know, different genetics as well. But part of that genetics is Lucifer.
So do they then, okay, so if we all come from God, but they're part of Lucifer, are they lineage of Lucifer?
Yeah, Lucifer begot Cain, and then Cain is their bloodline, the Cainanite, the bloodline of Cain.
Ah, So like we, some people might be a bloodline of Jesus, or some people might be a bloodline mm-hmm. of, so they would be direct descendants of Cain.
Now, since right. we all come from the same source, good, bad, or indifferent, does that mean that they, these demonic forces, if you would, or that energy, do they have the ability to change more into, you know, a positive form like that? Or are they just where they're at is where they're at? I mean, they cemented and that's their universe now?
For them, they believe their God is the God. There is our God. For the ones that believe and know that our God exists, they think our God is evil, is nasty, because it's done some really bad things to them. It's flooded them and killed most of them with a flood. And, you know, they think it's really nasty. So they say, your God's not nice. So, their God gives them power and wealth and money and a crop to feed on all the time. So they worship their God, and then most of them don't believe in our God, and that's why now they're freaked out, because now they go, you're kind of like if you remember the old movie with Moses, and he goes, your God, where the Pharaoh goes, your God is God. You know, there's some of them sort of wake up to the fact that maybe that's true, but a lot of them have believed for quite a long time that, you know, Lucifer is God, that there was no God greater than that.
So with that being said, and these people that have fallen under the spell, let's say, of MK Ultra or wealth, whatever you want to call it, have they been brainwashed to believe that Lucifer is the Almighty God, or is it different because they actually come from a descendant that is within their own bloodline?
Well, they don't believe there is an Almighty God that created everything. They believe Lucifer is the most powerful of the gods.
Okay,
because
gotcha.
They have many beings that are below Lucifer, that like second in charge, third in charge, like Asmodeus and Cry and Nog and Thelma and Anuit, and, you know, many, many lesser beings that are gods as well. Isis, you know, all of that bit. But their God, the most powerful, the one of the thousand points of light that you see on the back of the dollar bill, that's Lucifer.
That's Lucifer, you know, on the back of the bell, huh?
Falling from the skies in a bolt of lightning.
Mm. Mm.
Can I just real quick, for my own knowledge, you hear people say, oh, well, it's Satan. Oh, well, it's Lucifer. Oh, it's are they Satan and Lucifer one of the same? Are they the same? Are they two separate entities? Are they different?
Yeah, the word, one's a title, one's a name. Lucifer means the one to bring the light. So he's the light bringer, which is, of course, a false light. It's not a real light. It's like synthetic light.
It's like a strobe light.
A strobe
light. One being that has true light, okay?
Yeah,
that's
right.
The one that makes everything everywhere.
Gotcha.
So tell me a little bit about this. Well, tell me a lot a bit about this, I should say, is cloning. So are they cloning? Are these energies, entities, are they cloning us right now?
They've been able to clone for... The Cabals had that technology for, I mean, ancient times. Back in Atlantis, they were mixing pigs and people and horses and people. You know, people have from the head, from the body up, it's that person. You know, centaurs and all kinds of different things. And that's why Atlantis was destroyed, you know, in a flood again.
Right.
You know, that's why they don't like our God. He's wiping them out, because he's not. They're doing things that are an abomination to the God of creation. Not supposed to be. A person, you know, a being wants to be a pig or a horse, not a people pig. That's a miserable being. God doesn't, that's not God's design. That's their design. And so, but recently with Dolly the sheep was, you know, the first major normies kind of thing where people realize they can clone. But they've been doing it a long time. In the 40s, at the end of World War II, they had the boys in Brazil where they cloned 100 Hitlers and put them in the same family situation with an abusive, you know, parent and a father that's gone most of the time, a strict, overbearing mother, so that they could create 100 Hitlers was the idea, to have somebody like Hitler again.
So when you clone, or when they clone, does the clone start out as an infant, or... does the clone develop to the same age as the person they're trying to clone?
Depends on what type of clone. If you're talking that type of clone that they did in the 40s, or the Dolly the Sheep type of clone, that starts out, you know, stem cells. You take a virus, cause it to take genetics, insert it in after you've taken the genetic structure out of the stem cells, which are pretty much non-delineated anyway, but so they won't be like the host that they came from. Then you overlay with the new genetics, it becomes, and you can grow it full term and put it in a woman, and you can either let it grow naturally through childhood and all that, or they have ways to increase the aging rate so that it can be an adult fairly quickly.
Gene,
that's
what a,
one way.
What about,
there's other ways to clone.
What about, like, okay, so when the being or entity or whatever is being cloned, do they have a, I mean, are they robotic? I mean, do they have a soul, any essence be in there at all?
Clones don't have souls.
Who controls that? So how is their mind? Like, so if they have a mind.
A handler?
Yeah, like, who's controlling that? Are they controlled by a chip, a computer program?
In the case of, I mean, a soul could decide to come into a clone, not normal. In the normal case of the word, what happens is that they can do conscious transfer where they, like you saw in the old first Star Trek where Captain Kirk got, you know, switched with a woman switched with his body that she wanted to take over and be a guy and be Captain Kirk. They have that technology. And then another thing it could be a container for a demon or for a walk-in. You know, some dimensional being.
How many clones do you think are walking around the world or the United States?
Probably in the U.S., a few hundred thousand.
You think that
Whoa,
many? Wow.
That's a lot.
Do you think there's a specific demographic of them? And what I mean by that, like politicians, celebrities, you know, executives, or is it just randomly anybody?
And can one clone identify another clone?
That I don't know, but I do know that primarily the major demographic you'll find clones in is Hollywood and the music industry. And that's because when Michael Jackson burned to death during the commercial, they cloned him after death. And so due to quantum entanglement, the clone starts to suffer the same fate as the original. Since the original burned to death, then it starts to have its melanin in its skin disappear, like when a normally an African American or a black person or somebody with darker skin gets burned, the scar tissue is white because the melanin has been burned out.
Oh my gosh.
So he lost his pigmentation in the skin. He started getting white. His nose kept falling off. He had to keep having nose surgery because his nose burned off.
That explains a lot.
Yeah, and hold that thought for me if you would, Gene. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back, everybody. More with Gene.
Get worldwide exposure. Be heard live on hundreds of the world's largest live broadcast stations. Spiritually Raw, the ass-whipping truth wants you. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, theories, and dogmas surrounding the spirit world, and no topic is taboo. Do you have an amazing or unusual personal story? Are you an author, expert, or authority in ancient mysteries, conspiracy theories, UFOs, aliens, world religions, or anything revolving around the spirit world? If so, then Spiritually Raw wants you. Be a featured guest, highlight your products and services, and showcase your personality. We book up really fast, so go to spirituallyraw.com and submit your request today.
All right, everybody, thank you very much, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. We are with Mr. Gene Decode. Yes, we are here. So, I want to jump Gene back into the cloning here. So, Michael Jackson, for example, when his nose starts falling off, that wasn't a bad plastic surgery job. That was literally, you know,
the cloning.
That was a clone dying there.
Yeah, the clone's suffering the same situation because the original is long gone, and it died a certain way. It's going to be the quantum entanglement's going to cause the clone to go through the same situation bit by bit.
You know,
with most stars, you know, especially the big, you know, very important ones, 90% of what you see running around is a clone.
Do you know when?
It's not original. The original's too. They've got too much, you know, wealth and money, you know, power, wealth. You know, the cabal's got too much invested to lose that asset like they did with Michael. I mean, you're talking a multi-million dollar asset. They're not going to let that run around and get you know, like with Michael, killed off again. So they keep most of the originals out of the public. What you see in public are clones.
Where do they store these clones?
Where do they
store the clones, or are the clones living the life of Michael Jackson, Oprah Winfrey, whoever, Obama?
No, they store the clones. The cabal is a scum, even them. They usually keep them in a dome, in a cage.
And they just let them out and
sell your soul and get to live out the rest of your life in a cage. Oh, boy. And then
Your
clone. There's one with Steve Harvey and three other black gentlemen in a limo. And he goes, I don't care if I am a clone. Maybe I am. I don't know. But I'm going to live my life high. I'm going to join my wife or my original's wife, whatever.
Well, so when you hear a lot of people talking about, and, you know, this show, we hear a lot about this in Spiritually Raw, right? So we hear a lot of people talking about parallel universes, right? So would that be, is that in some sense right that they're saying that? But maybe they're looking at it as there's clones going on, so these different clones are having these different versions of one's life?
No, parallel universes is not cloning. Parallel universes is a result of choice. So, for example, there's a choice you made not to have me on your show. And so somebody else is on this show right now. And that's now in a different universe because that versions of yourself split from this version of yourself because you made a different choice. God allows all choices for you to experience everything so that as you, get more aware and reassemble into a higher level of awareness, then you have the experience of all your choices.
Do you ever get
whole universes or timelines or parallel?
Do you ever get to meet that other choice? Like, so if there was a choice, like you said, where we're interviewing you right now, but then maybe another choice is that we weren't interviewing you, would we ever get to, is there a level, at what point generally for most people, or do they ever get to that point where they do meet that other part, I guess, or that other universe?
For most beings, as they get more spiritually aware, eventually at some point in time of your awareness as a soul, as you progress, you'll become aware of different views and different choices. So in my death experience, when I returned, I was also aware because of my long conversation with God and all that, he made me aware of every single me that decided that same choice. So when I came back into my physical body on the earth that I was on at that time, and I was looking down on my physical mammalian kind of body, I was also aware of Amy that was looking down on different types of bodies. For example, some that aren't even carbon based, but would be more crystalline because it's silicon based or methane based or, infinite a number of me. So,
and you were able to see that. So let's talk about that for a second.
All simultaneously. It was pretty weird. Yeah, it was pretty weird.
So I want to go back to one thing that you just said about when I asked you where do they store the clones. Did you say that they store them underground? Is that the dumbs, like the deep underground military bases? Is that what you're referring to?
Some dumbs, that's where, there's dumbs where they store the clones, the originals, where there's cloning facilities and they store the originals in the cloning facilities.
Do they have backup clones?
Yeah.
Right. Does the clone have a backup
and
clone?
Both sides use it. The dark side uses it, the false darkness, as God refers to the evil, used because its darkness is in service to itself instead of in service to the light, so it's false. The false darkness uses the clones for, what we're discussing. The white hats use clones to keep people safe.
Oh.
So, for example, if you have a general that's in the alliance and you're worried like they have done before where they crashed the plane and killed many generals that were in the plan, which is the plan to rescue humanity from the cabal and take the earth back and end their manipulations and deceit and disgusting things they do. Now, a lot of the big high generals you're seeing quite often in public, you're not seeing an original, you're seeing a clone, because that way, if they get killed, then they can just rush into a hospital and say, oh, no, he didn't die. we were able to get it back. We got him back. he was only dead a minute or two. He didn't go brain dead or whatever they use, you know, whatever story.
That is
story.
Such a mind.
So in the news recently, there's talks of Tom Hanks being dead. So is that Tom
he's
Hanks?
Cabal.
So he's Cabal. So is that Tom Hanks, the Tom Hanks being dead, or is that Tom Hanks, the possible clone
well,
being
Tom
dead?
Tom Hanks' case, you don't see a clone. Some of the way up there, massively powerful witches and warlocks are so powerful that they'll let the original, they don't clone. When you're at that power level, you're nearing the upper chambers. You're at the top of the lower chambers, as it's called in the family. Then you're doing some of the, he's a hitman for the Cabal. So he's one of the top warlocks. He's as far as I understand, he was the top warlock for the North American continent. And so for those type people, that's why, you know, one of the signatures of a hit being done is a glove or a shoe. And that's why you can see out in the middle of nowhere sometimes a tree with many, many little shoes from kids. And that means they've been taken out. And sometimes you'll see an adult shoe. That means there was a hit done. That's why you see people show a glove or, some other thing like with Cappy. He showed a cap with a P on it and I think it was a glove. I think so. Might have been a shoe. Damn, pretty sure it was a glove. And that's
it was a glove. Yeah, it was a glove.
So,
are you saying then Tom Hanks, the human Tom Hanks is dead? Tom Hanks, the clone is dead? Tom Hanks, they're all dead? They're not dead?
And Tom Hanks, because of his position of power and leadership and what he did as an assassin, that was an original running around. That was the original Tom Hanks. His name is not Hanks. That's an assumed name. It's based on the fact that he's part of the Thuggy cult, which worship the goddess Kali. They call it Kali Ma. And so that's one of the ways they kill is they take a handkerchief and tie a knot in the middle. They whip that around your throat, that knot goes right at the base of your throat. And it, when they pull it, then of course it breaks the bones in your throat, and you suffocate and bleed to death down your throat because the bones puncture the arteries in the neck.
So with the cloning, if I can ask you a couple more examples. So President Obama, are we looking at President Obama, or are we looking at President Obama's clone?
You're looking at an actor.
So what? Where did they put the originator of this, of the Obama?
Now, this is going to go from the best I have from my sources. My sources state that he surrendered himself because he was tired of being brutalized by Big Mike, Michael Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
So he surrendered, was taken to ICE base in Greenland, and he gave all of his information, but that's why he was so thin. Is he, one of the symptoms of AIDS is in Africa, they call it the thinning or skinning disease because you get thin. And that's why he was so thin. And from what I'm told, is he finally died from AIDS.
So Obama is dead from AIDS?
That's what I've been told. I'm just saying what my sources say.
So
why did they push one of the things obviously that he was pushing during his presidency was transgender? And I mean I think everybody knows now that Michelle Obama is Michael Obama, but why do the elites or these demonic forces, however you want to title them, why are they so gung-ho? Like, what is it about being transgender? Why are they pushing that agenda?
Well, if you can force a person to change their sexuality, then it literally creates a schism. And it's one thing to choose it. It's another thing to be forced into it. When you're forced into it, again, it creates a schism in the soul and cracks the soul.
Oh.
And so then you start developing alters, and you can be, you have different personalities that can manipulate, control, and program.
Gotcha.
And it also then creates a opening for a demonic or a walk-in.
Are a lot of transgenders walk-ins?
Yeah, majority of them are either have demonics or walk-ins, because when you do a transgender that's forced, then there's going to be a walk-in or a demonic possession every time. Usually a demonic possession if it's forced, because part of that will be a satanic ritual in which they do a blood sacrifice to bring up a demonic to do exactly that, possess that person.
So then, taking the theory that famous wealthy people have clones, does that mean that Trump is a clone, has a clone?
again, from my best sources, the answer to that is several.
He has several clones.
So when we're seeing who we're seeing,
like every day on
the news briefings about the COVID or whatever, yeah. Are we seeing Trump the clone or are we seeing Trump the original?
What I'm being told is the last time we saw the original, well, during this time, actually, the original has been here most of the time, but before the COVID, because he's a warrior, he seriously has a massive amount of courage, and he's very brilliant. And so during this time, he wanted to be here for the human race and for the American people especially.
So then would he be considered a good clone? A white clone? What would that be considered?
White hat clone.
A white hat clone. Okay, gotcha.
But before COVID, what I have been told, the only time we saw the original was at the Dallas rally, and he wanted to prove to the cabal that he's not fearful of them. You know, and that's where Kennedy was killed. So he went there to prove to him, I'm not afraid of you.
So
I'm not going to buy into, and that's one of Lucifer's tricks, is to get you to buy into fear.
Right. So now we have Trump the clone, let's say. Where would the real Trump be? And do his family members, Melania, the kids, the grandkids, do they know that it's Trump the clone?
Of course, they're clones too.
Okay, got it.
They're all under protection. Especially, you know, Ivanka and Melania, because they're very, very important. They're doing a lot of stuff all the time. And it's kind of like we get to have 8 or 9 presidents at once.
Right.
Because they're doing, Ivanka's doing, and Melania, they do a lot of things for the American people and the world.
Yes, they do.
What do you think about this COVID going on right now? What's your perspective on that, and why is that? You know, why is that driving? Why has that been such a thing that has, like, you know, like any virus? Okay, there's been other viruses that have hit our societies before, and but the dramatic effect that we're experiencing right now has never happened. And you know, the statistics show that, at least what I see in the news anyway, the statistics show that, you know, there's been worse kind of cases that have happened and worse, more deaths than anything. But you know, you never shut down things. What's happening with this COVID right now?
Well, COVID's a combination of things that didn't exactly go off the way the cabal wanted. Originally, their plan was to release it in the U.S. at this time, and there's been many. They always have to show what they're going to do ahead of time to get at least our passive consent. It's the rule of God that you have to go to court, just like you have your court day. So if you don't show up for your court day, the other side wins. We haven't been knowing to show up for court because they put it on The Simpsons or something. You know,
right. Our
vote. You don't say anything against the virus doing. We're going to make a virus to kill half the world.
Right.
So you don't say no, then that's yes. And so they, you know, and then in Dean Koontz's book, Edge of Darkness, there was a COVID virus that started in Wuhan as well. But it wasn't going to start in Wuhan. It was going to start in China in Wuhan. And there was actually a prophet 850 years ago that put it on stone in China. So, you know, he saw it, but of course the stuff with Dean Koontz and The Simpsons and that's long-range preconditioning, precondition the human race and get their vote so that they would make their own destruction. And it was supposed to be released, remember the Guatemala Cultural Center?
Yeah.
Where they took the body out and the helicopters came in as a training exercise. Yeah, right, you're going to fly down the middle of LA at night in a helicopter. Not wise, and you got to have really excellent pilots. And man, if anything goes south with that, you're going to have a lot of problems. So that's important. And that body, and then they did full decontamination. That building was owned by China. And so they were going to try to, and it was due for demolition. Had that happened, that virus had gone airborne everywhere. It was designed to do exactly that. Trump has taken out all of the kill switches they had and the alliance. So the handoff that was happening in that marketplace was to get it, to bring it back to the U.S. There was a multi-million dollar handoff that the guy that was working in the lab wanted to take that virus. And he was going to be given millions of dollars for this. And so he got a vial of it and went to that market to meet the CIA agent, the
Clowns in America guy. And he had that vial, and like most drug deals or those kind of deals, the guy that was on the other side just decided he'd keep the money and keep the vial too. Ah. So yeah, I gave him the money. He says, shot him in the chest. And of course the guy fell.
That's a bad
And when
day.
He fell, the vial hit the floor and broke. And that's how it got out of that. It wasn't bats. I mean, yeah, it was partly engineered from bats at the Wuhan lab. And then, of course, they're going to say, and the virus was designed such that when it gets hit with the Chinese virus, 5G, that causes the oxygen molecule to resonate, or excuse me, atom to resonate. That's why you get flooded with water in your lungs, and your cells start to explode, and organs failure, and, you know, catastrophic organ failure throughout the body is because it resonates. And it would morph that virus into a much more lethal form. So that's why it was so bad in Wuhan, and people are thinking there's no virus at all. There's a virus, but it's morphed into a far more contagious airborne variety that's way more lethal. So there's essentially three COVID viruses running out now in nature, all made in the lab. One's made by 5G, then made more lethal. That's the COVID-19. Because it was made in 2019. Then the COVID-217, which was made in 2017, is actually in the adrenochrome that they made in that lab in China.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm glad you brought that up, because the adrenochrome, we're going to hit that in the next show.
Part two.
But yeah, the 5G, can you break that down? Because it's getting, there's so much talk about the 5G. And
So 5G, you know, the Chinese stuff, Trump again had a bunch of the top scientists changed the 5G in the U.S. to the COFEFE Act, which was passed in 2017. I'd have to look it up on my files. But that act is the Combined Federal Emissions, Act to tear out the 5G that's made by Huawei and Apple and put in a safe 5G, as well as the wall itself on the bottom has transducers. That's where he said the wall is electrified. And then the media were, they're going to electrocute everybody. So make Trump sound like he's a terrible guy. And then he went, show people going up and touching the wall. What he's meaning is that the transducers in the wall, that they're in the concrete footer, are electrified. That's why when they were building the wall and as far south as Rio and all the way up in Chicago, you could see 5G transformers that are resonating at 60G blowing up the big, huge blue arc. And they go, what is this, an alien invasion? No, it's just the 5G transformers for Huawei. Our stuff doesn't run it at 60 gigahertz. Just the Chinese stuff does.
And what is that going to do to, like, the everyday human? How is it going to affect us personally?
Well, all of that high energy microwave is not good, but the 5G from Huawei and Apple that runs at 60 gig is the resonant frequency, the oxygen atom. When you cause that to spin, it's just like a microwave. You're essentially boiling the person's water, because, you know, 2/3 of the water molecule is oxygen, it's H2O. And so you're literally burning the person from the inside out. And then the virus itself resonates at 60 gigahertz as well. And so then it changes its genetic structure so that it becomes airborne, and it becomes about, for white people and non-Chinese or Asian people, it becomes 5 times more lethal. For Asians, it becomes 50 times more lethal. And for Asian men, it becomes 100 times more lethal.
Wow.
Because it was engineered to target the ACE2 receptors in the lung. And the ACE2 receptor developed due to the smallpox vaccinations throughout Asia. They put in the smallpox vaccination tuberculosis. And so part of the adaptation to that was the Asians, and most Asians will swipe positive, although they don't come down with tuberculosis. So they're like typhoid white. They carry it, but they don't get it. And so they carry it, but they don't get it because their lungs adapted. So they have the adaptation was the ACE2. If you have the ACE2, the coronavirus hit by the Huawei and Apple 5G, then makes it horrendously lethal, especially for males.
Especially for males.
Asian males.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's so fascinating. Hey, everybody, that is Gene Decode, everybody. Thank you very, very much. And that was part one. So guess what? That means there's a part two coming up here. Yes, there is. So, Gene, thank you for this, and I look forward to the next episode. So, everybody, listen, I really hope you enjoyed today, part one with us. And again, don't forget to tune in to part two. And what we're going to be talking about there is next level stuff. We're going to be getting deeper into the adrenochrome. We're going to find out more about these dumb, deep underground military bases and this great awakening. So, you're definitely going to want to tune in for that. Gene, thank you very much for being on the show. We'll see you on part two shortly. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning. God bless. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.
Look up and I see stars out tonight. Look up and I feel things just ain't right. Look up and I hear the people cry. I look up and I wonder why. Don't you want to know what is? But a flame, a star burning out, is the same. Come, look up and I see things have changed for me. I look up and I feel ceiling has rearranged. Look up and I hear the dolphins cry. I look up and I just don't know why. Have we lost our way? Will we be here another day? Are these the end of days? Will we be here to mend our ways? To blame.